New York City, the thriving and fast-paced metropolis, is currently in a state of emergency as over 60,000 illegal immigrants have made their way into the area. Mayor Eric Adams has recently declared that 50% of the hotels in the city are now filled with migrants, and for the first time, we're getting an exclusive look at what the inside of one of these hotels looks like. We sat down with whistleblower Carlos Arellano, who worked inside the Row NYC for the past 7 months. This hotel, located one block from Times Square, previously rented rooms for $500 a night. Carlos shares it is now the largest migrant hotel in New York City.
So in the hotel, we have close to 5,000 migrants. It hovers between 4,800 to 5,000. It's the biggest hotel out there that's housing migrants. They housed 5,000 people together in 28 floors.
You have the NYC badge, so you're a city employee, correct?
Yes, I was a site administrator at the Row Hotel. Anything involving this hotel, I was helping run it.
One of the first stops migrants make when they are bused in is the Port Authority bus station. It's at this station that they are first dropped off, assigned a hotel, and sent to locations such as the Row NYC. So when a migrant comes to the hotel, what does the process look like?
They're taken to our intake center, which is, they just register their names, how many kids, and they give them rooms. With our medical team is where they determine if they need certain vaccinations, which are usually turned down by the migrants. They don't want them. But a lot of the times they will have some kind of sickness to them. And that's when they're Ubered out to hospitals that work with the migrant hotels. Everything ranging from doctor's visits to medication is paid for the migrants.
I believe we have a document where car seats can also be provided for the migrants as well, correct?
Yes, car seats, cribs for newborns. There's at least 2 to 3 babies a week being born at this hotel.
On top of free medical care and transportation, Carlos also shares that the migrants receive laundry services, housekeeping, and 3 meals a day alongside their hotel rooms.
Anything you can possibly think of, it's being given to them. Around 200 through 300 MetroCards a day are given for free. ID services, you know, ID NYC, they have IDs from the city of New York.
And what can they do with those IDs?
Well, a lot of people in this hotel are working with that ID. Aside from that, they're receiving, I've seen food stamps, cards arrive, a lot of services that are provided to them just for having this ID.
And then my other question for you too is, how much does it cost per day to feed these migrants?
So in our hotel, it's $383 for 5,000 people. And that's just for one day worth of meals.
In January of this year, it was reported that Mayor Eric Adams signed a $275 million contract that would fund the migrants staying in hotels across the city for the next 6 months, a budget of around $55,000 per migrant. However, the city is running out of hotel rooms, with Adams stating that some hotels don't want to shelter migrants. Carlos provided us with an inside look at the Row NYC that may give us some insight as to why.
The migrants being in those hotels have destroyed them. There's a lot of alcohol in these rooms. Housekeeping is there all week, and they'll clean it, and by the end of the night, there's kids getting drunk together. There's people hooking up with each other. I even have seen reports of certain managers who are using this to get intimate with people. It seems like the hotel is one big party. There's multiple guns in these rooms as well. The alarming thing is that this hotel is meant to be a family hotel. One situation that I'll never forget was, I was on my lunch break and I was at Walgreens. And while I was in line, I saw one of the migrants sticking alcohol into their children's backpack. And they stick them in the children's backpack because they know we wouldn't dare to check a child's backpack. They do this kind of stuff all the time, whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol, whether it be a gun. They stick it in the strollers, under the baby.
During just our short time investigating the location outside of the hotel, we ourselves witnessed a migrant so drunk he could barely stand. But alcohol isn't the only issue at the Row NYC. Carlos shared incident reports and internal text messages detailing gunmen on the premises, children getting drunk, and migrants stealing from local businesses surrounding the hotel.
You were actually showing me some text messages between a social worker about a drunk 10-year-old in this hotel. Can you talk to us about what happened there?
Yeah, it was a drunk 10-year-old who was caught with a 14 and a 12-year-old, and all three of them were intoxicated. And when we looked them up in the system, the parents had checked out 2 days ago.
So their parents just left them there?
Yeah, the parents will leave the kids unattended in the hotel, and they think it's okay to leave for a day or two, sometimes even a week.
And you actually did provide us with a couple of incident reports. Let's go ahead and go over some of them, specifically the incident report where you have gunmen walking around the hotel. Talk to me about that situation.
We heard a security guard start yelling, there's a gun on site, there's a gun on site. It was probably an upset person that we had kicked out of the hotel, and it sent the whole hotel into a panic. And this is an everyday thing. I myself have been assaulted. I've seen other people get assaulted. I've had threats saying, you know, we'll be waiting for you guys outside. There's been times where staff has had to be, you know, escorted to their cars, to their trains.
Because the migrants are threatening them.
Yeah.
And why is that happening?
Because they want to get away with doing whatever the hell they want to do inside the hotels. There's one incident. It was my very first week working in this hotel. And it was a husband who was beating up his wife. It was my job and others' jobs to separate them. The brother of the husband shows up and starts telling the wife, why would you report him? Now they're going to kick him out of the hotel and deport him out of the country, which didn't happen. And then the brother rushes in and hits the wife on the face as well.
And as the hotel staff, what were you guys able to do with these two?
The solution always is, oh, they're intoxicated, send them to the hospital to sober up, and then they come right back into the hotel. It's either the hospital, or it's either send them to Port Authority and let the husband who's intoxicated get another hotel paid by the taxpayers of New York. Often at times there was migrants causing chaos with shoplifting. The one instant where I showed you that video, aside from being caught shoplifting, they started getting physical. And a lot of the times it was, you know, go calm the migrant down, get him inside the hotel.
We also spoke to the manager of the store right next to Roe, who shared how the migrants have been affecting businesses in the area.
So there was previously tourists staying in this hotel, and now it's migrants, so you're not having the same amount of business coming through this area?
No, same. It's totally down. Less than 50% the down. So I'm not against, I told you I'm not against them, but I don't like to our business area. Take them another area, side of city or another place, not the middle of the city. We are facing, but we are the business, not only my store, all area business is down for this one.
All of
only these. This area, 8th Avenue, 3-4 area, their business. You can ask any people, they'll say no business is down here.
On top of the violence, guns, and drug and alcohol abuse, Carlos shares that the infrastructure of the hotel is also starting to crumble.
This hotel is pretty much collapsing. One thing that I saw was the maintenance requests. And in these maintenance requests, it ranged from mold in the ceilings to mold in the walls to power outages in 10 rooms in one floor. The electrical infrastructure in this hotel is fried. We have everything from power outages to fires going off. The lobby ceiling, we've had that fall. And it's been flat out said by every agency in that hotel that they're just waiting for it to collapse. But the city does not want to start the process of getting them out because it's 5,000 people. So it's either going to start a riot, or during the riot, it's going to collapse the hotel, because they don't want to leave the hotel. They love the location. Who wouldn't love, you know, living free next to Times Square? A lot of the migrants told me they could see the ball drop from their window.
The media has been reporting that one of the main reasons that migrants are overwhelming progressive cities is due to Republican governors such as Texas Governor Greg Abbott busing migrants into these cities. However, when asked if the migrants are happy to be in New York or if they even want to leave, this is what Carlos had to say.
If they want to leave the city of New York, they're given a bus ticket, a train ticket, a plane ticket in that very moment.
And who gives them that?
The city of New York is paying for it, and we are giving them that. They get tired of New York City, they move on to the next city. Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, they're traveling around.
Would you say that the majority of them want to stay in New York, or are they trying to go somewhere else?
So they come to New York wanting to go somewhere else, but at the same time, they see everything that's being given to them and that they're in right next to Times Square. So they decide to stay and they don't want to leave. And their mindset is that this hotel situations are never going to close. And the city does nothing to tell them, hey, eventually the money runs out. When the money runs out, these hotels will close.
Carlos has worked in U.S. Immigration Services for the past 5 years, and he's the same whistleblower who came forward last year when he was working for MVM Inc. and realized that migrant children were being handed off to unvetted adults throughout the U.S. He has also worked as a contractor under organizations such as Customs and Border Patrol and the Office of Refugee Resettlement. However, despite being in the industry for so long, he shares that this is one of the worst situations he's ever seen.
I've never seen a situation as bad as this one, which is why I'm coming out. I'm not doing this anonymously anymore. I'm attaching my name, my face to this, because it's that bad. I've been doing this for 5 years, and in my 5 years, this has been the worst experience by far. The city of New York does not know what they're doing, and it's only gonna get worse from here.
Talk to the viewers as well about what coming forward with this type of story means for you.
It's years of relationships, friendships that are gonna be gone the minute this airs, but it's all worth it if I could do some kind of good. And that good is exposing how horrible the situation is in New York City regarding the migrants issue at the Royal Hotel. The city of New York should be ashamed of themselves for what they did. And this was a terrible decision to make, was this hotel. For the most part, there's no pressure, no rush, no urgency of fixing the situation. It's just keep paying for their hotel rooms, keep paying for their food, and hoping the situation fixes itself, but it's not going to fix itself. When the day comes that they tell them either you have to move to a new location, this site is going to close, the migrants are not going to understand. So there's no way to go about it. Everybody who's staying in that hotel is in this chat group. So the minute you try to move not just one floor, the minute you try to move one room, they're going to put it in the chat, and the word's going to spread through the whole hotel. And they're not going to go quietly. They're not going to go calmly, peacefully. The city of New York does not know how to handle any of this. I think they're just kind of hoping it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's going to somehow get better, and it's not getting better.